Hi, this is Dom Camardella. Welcome to Music and Sound 2020. This podcast is a little different than the courses, instructions, and discussions in the audio, music, and sound fields. What I'd like to talk to you about are the intangible things, the human element, the thought patterns that help us to grow and succeed and to interact with each other as we move forward into our future careers. In episode 3, we will look more closely at each of the categories that Wayne and Herbie have touched on, and we will delve into some guidance they're providing for us to help guide our lives and our creative path. First and foremost is humanity. Akin to humanity is a form of respect. Respect for yourself, respect for others. How it manifests in our career is respect for what you do, respect for the fact that you need to grow, you need to learn more, and to be ardently passionate about your skill set and enriching your skill set. And how that manifests itself is in relation to your clients. Respect that you have been given a gift by your clients to participate in what they do. View it as a collaboration. You apply your human capital to the collaboration with other creative individuals, and in this case, your clients. And it is your responsibility to enrich what it is that they do. Sure, in exchange, we oftentimes receive compensation. If we approach our clients, if we approach our collaborations with the right respect, we will enrich that collaboration. It's extremely important that we do so. If you intend to perform a career function in the arts, it is your responsibility to equip yourself. And sometimes that is in the human element of knowledge, of interactivity, and a good point of view in how you relate to others respectfully. But also it manifests itself in the tools that you bring to the table. And the tools are your talent, your skills, and also at times the instruments or equipment or environment that you bring to the table, that you bring your collaborators into. Extremely important. If we remember our humanity, we will come from a place that cannot go wrong. Then Herbie and Wayne go on to talk about the road less traveled. I think often as creative individuals, we see the success of certain individuals, and we feel that by imitating, copying, or creating art, music, that is pretty much a Me Too form of music, and that will bring success, money, into our lives. This is a seduction. It's more important to conquer the road less traveled. It's more important to find your uniqueness. The most important thing is that we have to feel good about the art that we create. And oftentimes when we are finding the unique elements and communications that are in our heart, in our soul, we will be much happier. If money, success, celebrity happens to come our way, if we are in fact creating music, art that is us, from our soul, from our heart, with integrity, we will be able to handle that success much better, and we will be much happier as we move forward. Akin to that is their next topic, welcome the unknown. As we move through life, we are faced with challenges that present themselves on a moment-to-moment basis. And it is important that we become adept at improvising, much like the jazz musician faced with each moment and interact with what the other members in the ensemble are putting forth on their particular instrument. He or she responds to that. And when they're good improvisers, when we are good improvisers, we actually catapult the discussion further. We enrich the communication and, in a sense, in the most purest sense, we have something to say. This is what we all need in our lives. This is where we need to come from. That we are in tune with the creative process, in tune with our skill set, in tune with our communication skills on our instrument, our humanity, and that we enrich the interaction with each other as we move through life. The nature of obstacles comes in many forms and actually presents us with one of the largest challenges in life. How we look at setbacks, failures, how we look at being let go from a particular life situation will determine how we move forward and how quickly we can grow and build upon that. I remember at a certain point in my life, many years ago, when I was let go from a band that I had been the founding member of. Now, I'm not saying that I did not take that life challenge hard. I did. It caused me a period of time where I had to work on myself and learn how to brush myself off, pick myself up, and begin to move forward again. It turned out to be a good lesson. It turned out to be an important stepping stone to where I am today. And so the nature of obstacles that present themselves in life are actually opportunities. Opportunities that may at the moment seem hurtful and painful, but nonetheless are opportunities and need to be viewed as such. And the sooner we can pick ourselves up and brush ourselves off, the sooner we will get back to the true job, which is finding our path to success. They talk about not being afraid to interact with those who are different than you, that we have a society made up of so many diverse races, educational backgrounds, religions, so on and so forth. And I have found in the music field that perhaps we as an industry in the arts, we are the most receptive to people with different ideas and with different backgrounds. I remember when I was a teenager, one of the first bands that caught my fantasy was Booker T and the MGs. And there was a richness to the music coming out of Memphis that just resonated with me. And of course, Hammond organ was one of my first favorite instruments, along with piano. And it was only later that I came to find out that Booker T and the MGs were one of the first landmark music ensembles. There were two white guys, two African Americans. And that made me love them even more, and how they embraced each other and the talents and the diverse differences to make what for me was one of the most seminal rhythm sections that participated in the creation of music in our culture. They talk about striving to create agenda-free dialogue. Here they're talking about how it's so easy to have an agenda going into a situation. It's so easy to have a motive. That's what they're talking about, agenda-free, motive-free dialogue. If you already have adopted where your relationship to another human being has to go, you don't have an agenda-free dialogue. You are not approaching it without an ulterior motive. And it is ulterior motives that gets you into trouble. Try to approach interactions with a clean slate. Don't assess an outcome before you've even begun the conversation. Be wary of ego. Ego is also one of the big seductions in life. We all want to have ourselves appreciated. We all want to be recognized for what we bring as artists, as participants in a collaboration. But at the same time, we have to subjugate that ego and put it in the back seat. Allow ourselves to interact with other participants in a collaboration, artists, clients, with somewhat of a clean slate. We came from a place in the music industry where certain music producers adopted this "it's my way or the highway" attitude. I was never one that thought that that was a very successful approach. that disrespects the artist, the client, that disrespects the richness that is the person you're collaborating with. I feel that if you can bring a talent and that you contribute and collaborate in a truly open, interactive form, the results are bound to be more successful and more rich. Now, that being said, someone in the collaboration in certain situations should be heard, and the ego can exist on both sides. The ego can be in the receiver of the message as well as the sender of the message. So check yourself. Is your receiver transparent? Is your transmitter transparent? If not, think about it. And then they mention, appreciate the generation that walked before you. There is an ageism that exists today where it's understandable that young artists, young creators, young songwriters want to interact with their contemporaries. And again, I'm trying to approach this with no ego. As long as the more experienced participant does not bring an ego into the collaboration, if the elder can show options, can give choices, and respects the younger participant, then you have a good interaction. We have a good collaboration, and there is much to learn. On the flip side of that, it is the role of the newcomer to appreciate the value that the experienced participant has lived through and to allow them to give guidance, allow them to supply what may appear as criticism, and to understand it's not coming from their ego, but rather from the experience that they bring to the table. But to say that there is a new music, there is a new genre, there is a new approach to production that disqualifies an experienced producer, engineer, sound mixer from understanding that is actually rooted in ego and, in the deepest form, rooted in insecurity. So, all of you out there, be strong in who you are. Don't be insecure. Enjoy input. Input from others in your age group. Input from others and older than you. There is value in interacting with people that have walked this journey before you. Remember, at one point in their time, they interacted with elders as well, and perhaps came from the same place we see today. Funny how history repeats itself. Well, I hope that episode 3 of Music and Sound 2020 is enriching for you and has placed some thoughts into your consciousness. Please feel free to get back to me. Give me some input. Tell me where I'm on the mark, where I missed the mark, and help me to enrich your lives. This is Dom Camardella signing off again from Music and Sound 2020. Thank you for listening.